Hello there, this is Nick Treadwell, this is my audio boo, it's the 12th of February 2011, it's about 7.50 in the morning, I'm in bed, and Max has just got up and Ira has took him downstairs to feed him, give him breakfast and he hasn't been in a good mood the last few days, it's safe to say. He's had a bit of a cold and just grumpiness, really. I think he's had a sore throat, which has been affecting him. And so he hasn't been very happy. Yesterday, Eva was called up at work by the nursery, who said that Max was not very happy, he was crying all the time and wouldn't eat his food and stuff like that, which is pretty normal. But they wanted us to go and pick him up, so I had to leave work and go and pick him up. By the time I got there, he wasn't too bad actually. He was pretty much all right going back home, and he was very active. Ended up, playing with him for the rest of the afternoon, and there was no sign really of any sort of not being, having any sort of sickness or anything like that, apart from the fact that he wouldn't eat anything really. He was drinking loads, but he just wouldn't eat stuff. So this morning he woke up again in a bad mood, and he might hear during the course of this boo him downstairs screaming, being generally in a bad mood and not being very happy and all the rest of it. He is a bit of a pain when he's in a bad mood. He just, he likes to dictate what he wants to do. He if you try and feed him something, he won't have it. He'll push it out of the way. He'll, throw it on the floor. He'll scream, and he'll try and get you to give him what he wants. And of course, you can't always give them what they want because you're trying to get them into a habit of eating, certain things that are good for them and all the rest of it, and they might not like that thing, and that's interesting. So the whole eating thing and food thing has been an issue for a while now, and it's difficult to train them to eat certain things. Max just won't, he just doesn't want to eat a meal usually with us, he likes to just have little snacks here and there. Normally, a little fruit, bananas, apple. He likes crackers. He likes bread. Sometimes he likes rice and stuff like that. But lately, meat he just doesn't want to have at all. Pasta sometimes he'll eat. Potatoes and stuff like that, he's gone off those. He used to eat them, but now he doesn't. And most things, that I haven't mentioned there, he just won't have, which is a real pain, really. Because he always wants those other things that he likes. And you can't always do that. You want to give him a variety of things. So during that process, it's quite hard. But at nursery, apparently, they say that he eats fine. And, he eats most things. Which is kind of like me and Eva, a bit suspicious of that. We think, is that really right? Are they telling us the truth or telling us lies or whatever? Just can't see it, really, as we have so much trouble feeding him here. Unless it's the fact that, he sees other children eating and he eats it himself, kind of thing. I don't know. Anyway, apart from all that, What else has been happening? Not great deal. Podcast news. Yeah, I had some slightly bad news yesterday on the front of on the older as far as the podcast is concerned, because it seems that you know, the way that I publish my podcast is through a hosting company called Libsyn. You've probably heard of them. And as I'm a member of the Association of Music Podcasting, they sort of have had a deal for the last 6 years with Libsyn that we get that members get a complimentary free account with them, so we don't have to pay for hosting, basically, which is really, really good, as it has been really, really good. But as Libsyn have really changed their whole system around in the last few months or so to a whole new, you know, front end and a whole new way of doing things, they really don't want to continue with the giving us the free hosting side of it for AMP members. So it seems like they're withdrawing that really in the next couple of weeks at the end of February. And so then anybody who really wants to continue with them is going to have to go to a paid subscription, which I suppose they start at £5 a month and they go up to something like, you know, I think 400 megabytes. That's what works out at $20, which is about 12. 13 quid, something like that. Doesn't sound a lot of money, really, when you look at it monthly, but when you look at yearly, you know, you're looking at, you know, 160 quid or something like that, 100, you know, I don't know. Then that kind of seems a lot of money, really, for something that, you know, you're paying for it, and you're providing a service, really, to for all those bands and things like that. And when you've been doing it for free as well for a long time, it does seem a bit wrong, really, to be paying to do it. There are cheaper subscriptions than that. There's one for $15, which would be enough of space for me. So that'd be about 9 quid a month, which is okay. The other alternative is to find another hosting company who are even cheaper. Or offer it for free, which there's not that many around, really, and probably take a drop in service, as Libsyn are really, really good with their service and everything like that. So, and then you'd have to move all of the files over from Libsyn to the other hosting service, which is 147 programs in the case of Homegrown, which would be a bit of a pain, really. Or really, I could just leave them and just start afresh, really, with something new. So I don't know. I don't know whether to. It depends really how committed I am, I suppose, to the program. I mean, it's been getting a bit less and less over the last few months or so. And I've dropped down to doing it sort of every month now. It depends whether I want to sort of pick that back up again and put some more effort into it and. Start producing again, like a weekly program, or should continue doing it monthly, which basically I could get away with the 9 quid a month on that one if I wanted to pick it up and do it weekly and perhaps promote it more. Then the $20 a month does provide an iPhone app as well, which would be nice. But I'm thinking, really, at the end of the day, don't want to, you know, is it worth putting that much effort into it? You know, when I'm having to pay for it and provide a service for and promoting bands, and I'm getting basically nothing back from it, I don't know. I don't want to go down the road of sponsorship, and because then you're compromising on the program and the content in it. So I don't know whether there's any other options about whether making money or getting some money back from it. I don't know how. I don't know how you do that, really, apart from, you know, just putting a donate button on the old, which I've already got, I think, and having people to donate some money towards the cost of the program, which probably, you know, wouldn't get a lot back from that anyway. So I don't know. Just gonna have to have a think about it, really. I think I want to continue with it, because it really would be a shame just to pack it all in now. And so I'm probably gonna have to either look at get a different company to host it, or stay with Libsyn and just fork out the money for it. I suppose as a hobby, which it really is, then you do pay money for a hobby, don't you? Of course you do. Somebody had a hobby where they were I don't know, going biking or going hiking or walking and stuff like that. Of course you're putting money into that. You're buying boots, or you're buying clothing and all the rest of it. So I suppose at the end of the day, yes, if you're spending 150 quid a year on a hobby, that's not too bad, really. So I suppose I could get away with spending the money for the hosting and all the rest of it. But I would like to get some of that money back somehow. So any suggestions on a postcard to Nick Treadwell on the audio boot system? I don't know what we're going to do today. Oh, by the way, happy birthday. Belated happy birthday to Simon. Sorry, I missed you. Missed your birthday, mate. I didn't know it was your birthday. So I hope you had a nice day. It sounds like you had a pretty all right day. Sorry, Yana doesn't feel very well. There's a lot of it around, isn't there? Especially when you've got kids and stuff. I mean, Max is probably going to give me what he's got. I've had about 3 colds already this year, so it's not very pleasant, really. You just have to put up with it, really. A house that breeds germs and all the rest of it. I don't know what we're going to do today. I don't know where we're going to go. Hopefully somewhere interesting. I don't really want to go to the park again. And maybe we'll have to choose somewhere inside, because I think there's rain forecast, and probably wouldn't be a very good idea for Max to be outside with if he feels like he's got a cold and all the rest of it and stuff like that. It's actually a nice day yesterday. It was actually, the sun came out and everything, which is really nice. I took Max outside for a bit in the back garden, and we had a bit of a play with the cars and stuff like that. So that was pretty good. So I don't know what we're going to do today, this weekend. I don't know what it has in store, really. We'll have to wait and see. I'll let you know a bit later on about that. That's just about it for now, I think. I'll speak to you a bit later. Bye bye for now.